Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
We're going to be talking about toxic parents, specifically toxic fathers. So in a perfect world, we would have perfect parents who loved us perfectly all of the perfect time. Unfortunately, we do not live in a world that is perfect. We live in a world that is broken, and broken people break people, and broken parents have broken children, and those broken people decide to have children and break those children too. Parents were created with a sole purpose to nurture, to take care, and to tend to the needs of their children. That's your parents' job. That is the role they decided to take on when they decided to have you. They're there to nurture you, to smother you with attention, to let you know that you are safe, secure, and loved. This makes a child healthy and secure, which allows them to be independent, wholesome adults. The thing is, nowadays, a lot of people want to have babies, but they don't understand. They're not raising babies. You are raising adults. When you make the decision to have a baby, don't think about you're having babies. Think about you're having adults. Your job is then to raise them to be as healthy as possible. And that has to be a conscious decision, not an oops, not an accident, I didn't plan for this. We need to start being more responsible and consciously becoming parents. And I'm not going to sit here and act like fathers are not necessary. Fathers are very, very necessary. And if they wasn't, we wouldn't need sperm to fertilize an egg. We do need fathers and we do need mothers. But more than that, we need healthy mothers and healthy fathers to create healthy children. Fathers are important. And if I could change anything about my life, it would be to have a present, loving, pure father. And you can imagine what my dad was, all the opposite of what I just said. If I had that, I would be such a different person. But everything happens for a reason, because I may not be making these videos. I may not be on this platform right now. The hurt and the pain that I've been through enables me to be able to relate to other people that have also been hurt too. So there are a few things we need from our fathers. And when we don't get these things, it can be detrimental to our growth and our productivity in this world. We need our fathers for affection. That gives us safety on the inside. We need our fathers for affirmation. That makes us secure on the inside. We need our fathers for provision. That makes us secure on the outside. We need our fathers for protection. That makes us secure on the outside. And we need our fathers for praise. That makes us secure on the inside. There's just something about a strong father's presence that makes you feel safe and that makes you feel secure. It makes you feel like no one can ever hurt me, not when my daddy's around. To a child, their father is their superhero, the one with all of the answers, the one when you go to bed at night, they're awake, the one where you wake up in the morning, they are awake. It's like your parents, your father, is your first introduction to God in this world. And I can't wait to give my children the father that I never had. So let's get into the different toxic father archetypes. And let me know if you had any one of these fathers. Number one, the absent father. This is a father you either never knew, who died when you were young. He may have left when you were young or in your formative years by way of divorce, gone to prison, any of these things. No matter the circumstance, all of which creates a sense of abandonment within the child. Secondly, is the emotionally absent father. This is the father who was physically present. Everybody be like, what's wrong with you? You have a father. This father was physically present, but emotionally absent. Often showing a lack of interest in you or allowing your mother to raise you by herself even though he was physically in the house. This is a father who had no input into your life. He didn't seek to understand you or he dismissed your feelings. He made you feel like you were invisible, unimportant, or he may have just been really cold whenever you tried to get close to him. Or maybe he was just completely silent. The third father is the disapproving father. This is the father who was always so hard to please.
So you got an A in English? So what? You got a B in maths? Try harder.
Nothing you did was ever good enough for him. And you felt yourself constantly performing for his attention and for his approval. The fourth father is the unreliable father. The father that makes promises that he never intended to keep. And whenever it came to the day of him fulfilling those promises, he was nowhere to be found. And when he did show up, he always had an excuse, or he always told you, baby, I'll make it up to you. And he never did. So what did the child do to avoid being disappointed? They lowered their expectation. They expected nothing from him. They almost pitied him. And then soon enough, they no longer wanted anything to do with that man. The next father is the alcoholic father. This is the father whose first love is the bottle. Everyone else came second to his addiction, including his own kids. And an alcoholic father can really disrupt the peace of a house and leave everybody walking on eggshells, not knowing when he's going to snap. And that unpredictability can lead to abuse. So the next father that I'm about to speak about is the abusive father. This is the violent father, the emotionally, physically, mentally, sexually abuses abuse. It is all completely wrong. And it is worse when the abuse comes from the man that is supposed to protect you. With this father, you are always a problem, and no matter what he does to you, it was always your fault and you deserved it. This father is literally like a ticking time bomb, and the child usually does everything he can to please his father, because a displeased father is an angry father, is an abusive father, and is a disruptive father. But why are men like this? Why are fathers like this? It's a term in psychology, but they call it narcissism. Narcissistic fathers want to control your life. And any sign of you becoming independent of them is a threat to their authority over you. So he will never help you to grow up, because you growing up is you growing away from him and his control. He will not help you to find a suitable man, because that man will be a threat to him. That father will not teach you how to drive, because you driving is a threat to his control over you. Narcissistic fathers see you as their possession and not an individual, and as long as you are doing what they tell you to do in the way that they want it to be done, he is pleased with you. He loves you, but he has you under his thumb. Narcissistic fathers do not want you to grow up, because they want you to be dependent on them. They need that supply of someone needing them. Let me know if you want an updated video on narcissism, because this is straight through the board. So why, even though we've had these toxic fathers, we still yearn for them and we try to find them in other men, in other people, in relationships? It's because the adult longing for a father is not the result of having a good father in childhood. It is the consequence of abandonment. The root cause of most daddy issues is abandonment. We do not want to be left, whether physically or emotionally. And a lot of the things that we deal with as adults is rooted in abandonment. So if you were treated like you were invisible, if you were always dismissed by your father, if you were belittled, or if he was indifferent to your feelings, or if he hurt you emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, if he didn't meet your expectations, if he didn't accept you, if he didn't validate you as his child, if he emotionally starved you, these are the things that create scars, lifetime scars. And these scars can look like trust issues in relationships. It can look like looking for validation everywhere and in everyone. This can cause you to be attracted to those people who love you conditionally. This can cause abandonment issues, low self-esteem, low confidence, always being a quitter, always starting something and never finishing it. This can cause you to be angry and have anger issues. This can cause insecurity and a constant need for reassurance. This can cause you not to feel safe in the world. This was a big thing for me. This can cause you to be an attention seeker, which will cause you to seek attention from unavailable men. This is one of the reasons why women go after men who are married, men who are not available to them, because they are looking secretly, unconsciously for their daddy. So what is the remedy for all of this? And I'm going to borrow from some of the points I made in my toxic mother video. And I'm going to put this number one. God is our father. I love the Our Father prayer because it incorporates all of us. We call him Father because I always remind myself, before I was on this earth, God was. After I leave this earth, God will be. He's the only person consistent in this world we live in. And though our mother and our father forsake us, God will take us in. And I don't know if I had a good relationship with my dad, if I would have such a strong relationship with my heavenly father. But I want you guys to know that your father may not have been a good person, but God is always good and he's always good to you. Secondly, it's about mourning the loss of your father. He couldn't be what you wanted him to be, and he may never be that for you. Come to terms with it, come to peace with it, mourn him as if you were mourning someone that died. Lower your expectations and stop holding on to the idea that he could be anything other than what he's always been. Next, I will say, if you're living under his roof, try to get your independence by moving out. He's not gonna like it, but he doesn't have to like it, but he will have to accept it. If you cannot move out straight away, create boundaries. Let him know, communicate to him who you are, reintroduce yourself to him. I'm not that small child anymore without a voice. And you're gonna listen to me. Let him know this is who you are, this is where you begin, and this is where you end. And you can communicate all of these boundaries without being disrespectful. Next, you are an adult now. You do not need your needs met by your parents. You are able to meet your own needs. So do that. Identify your needs and go to work to meeting them. My next tip is see a therapist. My therapist ultimately helped me so much with understanding why I behaved the way that I behave, because my dad was not present in my life, and a mountain of other things he was. Next, entertain the idea that whatever your dad said about you was wrong. We tend to believe our parents above everyone. So start to entertain the idea that he could be wrong about what he said about you, and take those arrows that he threw at you out of you. You are not a child anymore. You are an adult. He does not have any control over you again. The last thing I will say is to forgive. And out of everything is probably the hardest to do. Most parents who are toxic had toxic parents themselves, or had a lack of any parent, and they were left to their own devices. Forgiveness is what bridges the gap. It bridges the gap between who you have been and who you are now. A lot of people are disconnected from their past because there's so much hate, there's so much anger, there's so much resentment inside them.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.